Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022, 9:07 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. I'm your host, David Boyle, joined in studio with San Juan Record Editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
How are we doing today?
Oh, another beautiful day.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and day before Thanksgiving, lots of folks on the road or making plans, making some food. It's a good time of year.
Yeah, no school today in the San Juan School District. I'm assuming the other districts are the same. And so, anyway, the holiday has begun.
Yeah, so again, happy Thanksgiving. Wish you that a little early, as we will be off here on the morning show tomorrow and Friday. We'll see you on Monday, but hope you have a great Thanksgiving weekend. Well, we've got plenty of local news and happenings for you in the Red Rock listening area before we get to that Thanksgiving weekend break. Moab City Police Department got some information that's that all business owners in the area are going to want to hear. Last night, a woman was arrested after passing a counterfeit $100 bill at the North Maverick in Moab. She was located after a Moab sergeant viewed surveillance footage and quickly recognized the truck at another gas station in town. Based on evidence recovered, the Moab City Police Department says that the woman has been passing counterfeit bills all over town. They've identified several businesses that were victimized already. However, if you have served the woman in the past couple of days or saw her in your store, they ask you to contact the Moab City Police Department. City Police Department has a photo of her up on their social media sites. There's also folks are asking for help, or the Moab City Police Department is asking for help in locating a trailer that was with the truck. As they say, they've tied the suspect to counterfeit bills passed in several states throughout the Rocky Mountain region, and they're working with individual agencies now. The case will likely become a large-scale federal investigation, according to Moab City Police. So, again, due to the proactive police work and investigative efforts of Moab officers and detectives, the multi-state offender is behind bars at this time. They say there are likely dozens of victim businesses just in southeastern Utah alone, meaning that she has essentially stolen tens of thousands of dollars from our communities, is what Moab City Police shares. So if you're a business in the Red Rock area and you got a $100 bill from this woman, you're going to want to double check it. Again, you can find the photo online and maybe just want to double check your bills anyways, as those counterfeit bills got passed.
Yeah, you know, and she passes them initially, but then they can be passed inadvertently several times throughout the community. So if you have a $100 bill, I'd take a close look at it. Also, if you see an abandoned white trailer parked somewhere, they're very interested in tracking that down too.
Yeah,
and they assume that it's abandoned in the Moab area.
Yeah, it should be in the Moab area. They've got a photo from a Moab gas station, and they arrested her at another Moab gas station. So it's likely somewhere in the Moab area. If you've seen it, contact the Moab City Police Department. But anyways, interesting news, and
it's good police work.
Yeah, proactive work from Moab City Police. And so definitely be on the look for that trailer if you're in the Moab area. And again, just throughout the Red Rock area, check your $100 bills, because there's some counterfeits going around.
If you have a pocket full of $100 bills, first, I'm a little jealous, but second, you may be a little worried.
If you've got a pocket full of $100 bills, you can just drop them off to me, and I'll check them for you.
Yeah, we'll check them for you. Yeah. Hey, that's an opportunity.
Right, I mean, there. You might not get them all back, but we'll take a look at them. Well, hey, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. Got plenty more local news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area, including San Juan Public Health reporting on the COVID-19 community level in San Juan County right now is high. Omicron is the COVID strain that is circulating right now, and it's what most people are being hospitalized with flu, RSV, and COVID all circulating at concerning rates in the U.S. There are some reminders that San Juan Public Health is giving to folks ahead of Thanksgiving. You can get your flu and updated COVID bivalent shots, booster shot, San Juan Public Health is doing those today at their building in Blanding. They also, you know, have those layers of protection that they're recommending, wearing a well-fitting mask in public, staying up to date on COVID-19 vaccines and boosters, getting tested early if you have symptoms, contacting your doctor or healthcare provider about your risk factors, and seeking treatment within 5 days of symptoms if you're high risk. Again, you know, folks getting together for the holidays, and so something to keep in mind. You maybe can tell from my voice, it's not a violation of HIPAA. Well, we can't violate HIPAA because we're not health professionals, but I can tell you I've got RSV, and it's not too bad for me, but I know it can be rough for kids. So anyways,
and I'm sitting 6 feet away.
Yeah. Well, and you've been exposed much more recently. But again, you know, ahead of folks getting together for Thanksgiving, like public health says, there's some COVID going around. There's RSV and the flu, and so maybe
a triple whammy holiday for some people.
Yeah. So yeah, if you're not feeling well, maybe sit on a different table away from grandma, or maybe don't show up, or anyways, have that conversation with your family, you know, and decide what risks you're willing to take. But just be aware there's a lot of different illnesses going around, and they can get spread at Thanksgiving. Of course, that's usually the case almost every year, but definitely some active sickness in the area.
You know, and as we all are grateful to know, COVID is significantly less deadly than it was at one point in time. You know, that we haven't had a fatality in many, many, many months, and the hospitalizations are down, but this is still a disease that can knock you down, and particularly those who are at risk. I want to be careful out there.
Yeah, again, you know, with that high level, 114 active cases in San Juan County, according to San Juan Public Health. Most of those in the Blanding area, actually Montezuma Creek and Aneth with 41 active cases, 26 in Blanding, high teens, 18 in Monticello, 17 in Monument Valley and Navajo Mountains. So lots of cases throughout the area, and like I said, there's also treatment available, you know, whether you've got your vaccine or not, there's these treatments available that if you contact if you get tested early, you can get those, and they can really help folks too. So anyways, there's lots going on. It's almost Thanksgiving. We're glad you've joined us for another edition of the show. We've got more info coming for you here in just a bit. Stick with us. It's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.
Hi, I'm Corinne from Care About Childcare, and I have a question for you. Do you enjoy working with children? The City of Blanding needs childcare providers, and Care About Childcare is looking for those interested in starting their own business. Startup costs and a $1,500 grant available for family childcare providers, as well as support and limited funding available for a childcare center in southern San Juan County. You can learn more by calling 435-613-5619. Funded by DWS through CRRSAA.
Whether you're buying, selling, or refinancing your home or property, Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency is there to help. With offices in San Juan and Grand Counties, Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services for over 20 years. Anderson Oliver Title is the only locally owned and operated title company in San Juan and Grand Counties, and is happy to be part of the community, to work, and to play alongside you, and proud to support high school athletics.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Holidays are upon us, and Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts in Moab wants to wish everyone a safe and joyous Thanksgiving and Christmas, and a Happy New Year. The best to you from the crew at Canyonlands Napa Auto Parts.
Hey, Dustin McKinley, General Manager of Crumpree's Moab Ford. We are officially in our new, beautiful location. Come check it out and say hi. 1805 South Highway 191 in Moab. How do you, Moab Ford?
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's 9:18 a.m. on this Wednesday, November 23rd. The Red Rock Morning Show brought to you by Energy Fuels and the White Mesa Mill, quickly becoming America's clean energy hub. You can find out more at energyfuels.com. Again, it's Wednesday, which means another edition of the San Juan Record available.
Yeah, we're here at the office right now getting the paper ready to send out the door. If you have an online version subscription, it's already been delivered, but it'll be on the newsstands and in the post office boxes here soon. Have another good paper. Boy, we had a busy, busy September and October and early November with elections and lots of news and, of course, three additional weeks of the football season as our teams went to championship games, and that slowed down a little bit. It's nice to take a little bit of a break. We got some really good news, though, led by San Juan School District. They've had a big meeting last week, and a part of that is the school superintendent announced that he's stepping down after his current two-year term. That's our front-page story. School Superintendent Ron Nelson announced his intentions to resign after his current contract. Our photo of the week, man, we've got a spectacular photo of the week on the front page of the paper this week. An Anasazi ruin tucked into the side of a cliff with a spectacular view. It's by Kevin Christensen, and it really turned out good. The paper's full of good information. We've got nice articles by our columnists who do just a wonderful job, including Gary Torres, the caveman, talking about the challenges of communicating in this day and age. We've got a nice story from Maxine Dieter in LaSalle, new proprietors of the LaSalle store. We've got a good food article by Mary Kochnauer. Sports stories. We don't have a whole lot. We're in the transition right now. Basketball's just getting started and so forth. But they did have the first version of the realignment of the Utah High School Activities Association, and no changes to our schools, but we've got schools on the bubble that could change. That'd be San Juan and Grand and Whitehorse high schools that could end up in a different classification than they are right now. So we've got a good story about that. Mary Palmer, notes from Westwater, with this low water everywhere, but particularly in the Lake Powell area, Mary and her husband went on a search for the Hermitage. This was a home, a farm ranch built by Bert Loper back before Lake Powell was there, and they went searching for that. It's been underwater for years. Anyway, that's a fun story. But a lot going on in the paper. Our back page has a photo of the Monticello High School Drama Department's cast of Footloose that played last week. Anyway, so pick it up.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. Yeah, it's a good edition. Again, available now. It will be available here soon at newsstands, and you can get it online as well. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, looking at some other news in the area. The North Lake Powell boat ramp at Bullfrog is now inoperable to houseboats and larger vessels, as the Glen Canyon National Recreation Area announcing that elevation has reached 3,529 feet, and the Bullfrog North boat ramp will no longer be operable for houseboats and larger vessels. That elevation was reached over the past weekend, and the ramp is now closed to houseboats and those large vessels. It remains open, operable for smaller vessels until the lake declines to 3,525 feet, so just four more feet. Lake Powell water levels, of course, fluctuate every year. Of course, they're quite down the past couple years in the midst of this drought, as Bill just mentioned. You can find information about the status of boat ramps and marina services at Lake Powell at nps.gov's Grand GLCA Glen Canyon National Recreation Area site. You can get more information there. But, yeah, your houseboats and larger boats, you're not going to be able to get out at
anywhere
Bullfrog
in the
now.
Northern portion. And there's only one marina open with limited access in Page, too. So 14 feet lower today than it was a year ago today.
Mm. Yeah.
Drove through Page last week, and, boy, it's amazing what the impact of this low water has been on that little community. And anyway.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got plenty of local news and happenings for you this morning, including funeral and memorial services in the Red Rock listening area.
Yeah, there'll be funeral services on Saturday for Marie Mon in Moab. They begin at 11 a.m. at the Moab Stake Center. And funeral services for Wilma Nadine Flowers begin at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, November 29th, at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. Wilma was 89 years old. For more information on these and other funerals, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. We'll take a quick break and be right back here on Red Rock 92.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Sportsbook thrills, Ute Mountain Casino Hotel is still the one to score a bundle. Make a parlay bet up to $50 and Ute Mountain Casino will match it. Make the bets Fridays at noon to 1 p.m. Sunday. And every week, pick your pro favorites and pigskin payday. You could win free play and up to $200,000. It's all at Ute Mountain Casino Sportsbook, the place to watch, wager, and win. Details at utemountaincasino.com.
Tis the holiday season. Celebrate with regular visits to the Moab Chevron, where you can get some fuel for your car and fuel for your body with the fresh homemade food at Stew's Deli and the coldest beer in town. The Moab Chevron is locally owned, not a big corporate gas station, and ready to help you get on your way. The friendly staff at the Moab Chevron wishes everyone happy holidays and a great new year.
At Energy Fuels, creating opportunities and supporting the local community is important to us. Because together with our dedicated employees, we safely produce critical materials that support cleaner energy sources and a better planet for future generations. From clean, zero-emission nuclear energy to electric vehicles and renewables, Energy Fuels in San Juan County are now at the center of a national effort to provide reliable energy for a cleaner environment. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Don't miss the two-day Black Friday sale this Friday and Saturday at Knowles Home Furnishings of Moab. It kicks off Friday morning from 9 to 11 with 10 incredible doorbuster sales. 25% off all in-stock recliners and bar stools. Leather match sofas, $6.99. Accent tables, $79. Chairside tables, $129. A queen bed, $4.94 with a free mattress and much more. The Knowles Home Furnishings Black Friday sale this Friday and Saturday only with a wide selection of sectionals, sofas, love seats, mattresses, bedroom sets, tables, and chairs. Get 12 months no interest and no payments with approved credit. See you at the Black Friday sale this Friday and Saturday at Knowles Home Furnishings in Moab.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant, whatever it takes dealer, wants you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean the furnace, and Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special now. Receive a full furnace cleaning and service for all Red Rock Radio listeners at a low, low price of only $89. That's only $89. Don't miss Moab Heat and Cool's $89 Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool and Bryant, whatever it takes, for this limited-time offer for our Red Rock family. Call 259-1519. That's 259-1519.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary in Cortez provides the highest quality cannabis products to the Four Corners region every day. Now they're partnering with Good Sam's Food Pantry for a season of giving food drive through the end of the year. Bring dry goods to the Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway, and they'll match your donation can for can, box for box. Together, we can make a difference. Voted Best Dispensary in Montezuma County, the Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sunday from 10 to 6, with happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6. When you're looking for quality, look for the Doobie Sisters.
What's going on?
The San Juan School District Board of Education is accepting applications to fill the vacant board seat in District 2. Interested parties must have lived within the District 2 boundaries for at least a year and cannot be presently employed by the school district. You can find an application at sjsd.org, and it needs to be received by the school district by December 2nd. In honor of National Native American Heritage Month, the Red Cliffs Lodge in Moab is presenting special movie screenings. The featured presentation on Sunday is The Lone Ranger. Monday, it's Geronimo. Both shows are free and begin at 3 p.m. in the Colorado Room. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It's Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022, 9:29 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. As mentioned, it's November 23rd, Bill, day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and we're moving away from the Thanksgiving link thing. It's Eat a Cranberry Day. I guess there's a few of them, but today is National Jukebox Day. And jukebox meant something at some point in time, but I imagine some of our younger listeners may not have any idea what a jukebox is, but we're celebrating the day even though you don't see jukeboxes much anymore.
It's the radio.
It's a classic hits station in which you can pick which song's going to be next. It's kind of like a request line.
We can take requests if you want to celebrate.
Today is Fibonacci Day. This mathematical sequence that Leonardo Fibonacci discovered in Italy back in the 1500s, this mathematical progression that he discovered and they named after him. Anyway, he's an important mathematician. He discovered this sequence of numbers that shows up constantly in nature, physics, design, flower. Anyway, so it's Fibonacci Day, and it's because it's Fibonacci sequence today, 1, 1, 2, 3 is how they came up with that. So that's a fascinating fact for the day. Or not, I don't know. Birthdays today, Miley Cyrus is 30 years old. Singer Bruce Hornsby is 72 today. And Billy the Kid was born today in 1859. I got a lot of birthdays. Happy birthday to Rocky Brome, our representative in the Moab area. He just is celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday, Rocky.
Yeah. He's hope he has a great birthday.
Yeah, he deserves one, that's for sure. Yeah. Zach Johnson will be having a birthday here in
tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a Thanksgiving day.
Yeah, that's a good birthday.
Have a happy birthday, Zach. Laura Butler in Monticello. She's a legend in Monticello. She has a birthday coming up tomorrow. Leslie Smith, Kent Green in Moab has a birthday coming up over the weekend. Kristen Thane, Christy Moore, and Blanding City Councilman Kellen Nelson. So we got a lot of birthdays coming up in the next few days. Happy birthday to all of you. Our birthday wishes and shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab. Valerie has a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs, and give her a call. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the radio, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Well, happy birthday, folks. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving birthday weekend. Should be nice.
And that you have a naturally occurring Fibonacci sequence in your life today.
Yeah, it sounds like you do, whether you asked for it or not. It sounded like it.
Yeah, kind of 11:23. It is whether you know it or not.
Well, very good. Well, hey, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. We've got the on-air job fair we're going to send you over to. Then we'll be back with the local and regional sports reports right here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times throughout the day every day.
Young's Machine Company in Monticello is looking for a parts assistant who has great customer service skills. You'll handle shipping, receiving, inventory, purchasing, answering phones, data entry, and other office work. Must be computer literate and good at handling multiple tasks. You'll work Monday through Thursday. Call Steve Young at 435-587-2292 or email resumes to Young's Machine at frontiernet.net. Tryhurst Construction is seeking applicants for a project manager and superintendent. Project manager duties include managing and maintaining contracts, budgets, and owner-architect relations. The superintendent position duties include daily managing subcontractors and self-performed scopes for all jobs. For more information and to apply, go to tryhurstconstruction.com or call 435-485-0699. Again, visit TryhurstConstruction.com or call 485-0699. Crump Reese Ford of Moab is looking for a person who can be a customer service representative. Crump Reese is willing to train the right helpful and friendly applicant. Now here's your chance to be part of the automotive business with Crump Reese Ford. Full benefits and great work balance. The San Juan School District has openings for paraprofessionals, bus drivers, and substitute teachers. For more information, contact the SJSD Human Resource Office at 435-678-1215 or visit us at www.sjsd.org.
Announcing a real job with a future and ultimate stability. Come work with the Moab Post Office. Enjoy a rewarding career with a salary of over $40,000 a year with benefits for letter carriers and window clerks. The Moab Post Office invites all who are friendly to visit today.
The U.S. Post Office is having a job fair at Workforce Services, 457 King Creek Boulevard in Moab, on December 1st from 9 until noon. Come in and apply.
The United States Post Office in Moab has a job waiting for you. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, is seeking a pharmacy technician. Training is provided for the right applicant with excellent wages and a new direction working with Walker Drug. Learn a new career as a trained pharmacy technician. Stop by the store for an application.
Looking for your next great adventure in nursing? Canyonlands Care Center in Moab is looking for CNAs at $20 an hour, CLPNs at $25 an hour, and RNs at $35.50 an hour. Come join their nursing family. Competitive pay, full benefits, and paid time off. Located behind the hospital. For more info, email jillian.fryer@cccmoab.org or call 435-719-4400.
TSA is hiring part-time transportation security officers at Canyonlands Field Airport. These positions start at $21.98 per hour and include excellent federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, weekend and holiday pay, a potential pay raise after 6 months, and a $1,000 sign-on bonus. No previous security experience is required. Join a mission that matters and apply online at jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. That's jobs.tsa.gov/TSO. Grand County School District is looking for numerous positions to fill, including a preschool special education teacher, a high school special ed paraprofessional, a middle school boys basketball coach, a substitute bus driver, and more. Check out a complete list at grandschools.org and come be a part of the great things happening at Grand County School District.
Listen every day to the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
This is a holiday howdy to the Four Corners from Moab Pawn and Gun. Come on down all season long for some unusual and helpful Christmas gifts from our wall-to-wall collection. Moab Pawn and Gun has musical instruments, tools, guns, and much more. Moab Pawn and Gun behind Rick's Glass in unit number 7 at 1030 Bowling Alley Lane. Moab Pawn and Gun also cashes checks.
Mad Bros Power Sports and the Paint Center of Moab send out a big holiday greeting to all the Red Rock 92 listeners. The Paint Center invites you to paint up and spruce up for the new year. Mad Bros Power Sports wants to remind you they have all the big boy toys for Christmas. Stop by 2471 South Highway 191 in Moab for everything you need at Mad Bros Power Sports and the Paint Center. Happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, and here comes 2023.
To stay connected with River Canyon Wireless. Contrary to the rumor, they are not being bought out or leaving the area. Featuring great customer service and quick response times, River Canyon Wireless recently completed a significant investment to upgrade service throughout the area, serving Southeast Utah from Moab to Bluff and everywhere in between, including Blanding, Monticello, LaSalle, and Pat Creek. Getting fast internet shouldn't be a difficult process. When the cable man won't come to you, River Canyon Wireless will. Contact them at rivercanyonwireless.com or call 435-259-8319.
This high school sports report is brought to you by Knowles Home Furnishings, Moab's locally owned furniture, appliance, mattress, electronics, and flooring store since 1961.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Red Sifford, back in the saddle after a little hiatus. The big one this weekend is the undefeated Dove Creek football team playing in the Colorado 8-man championship game. They'll face the also undefeated Cimla Cubs. The Bulldogs are looking for their first ever state title. In fact, it's their first ever trip to the championship game. Kickoff set for 6 p.m. this Friday at Colorado State University, Pueblo. The basketball season has begun in Utah. The San Juan boys are 1-1 after a loss to Paiute in the 1A-2A Champions game last week. They bounced back for an 82-52 win over Grand in Moab on Monday. The San Juan girls are 0-1 with a 51-38 loss at Grand last Wednesday. The Monticello girls suffered losses to Bryce Valley and Milford to open the season at the 1A preview in Richfield this past weekend. The Whitehorse girls were also at the preview and fell to Wayne and Escalante to open their year. The Grand County boys are 0-2 to start the year with losses to North San Pete and San Juan. The Red Devil girls are 2-0 with wins over Green River and San Juan. The Green River boys are 1-1 with a win over Merritt Prep and a loss to Emory. The Pirate girls are 0-3 after their first week with losses to Grand Valley and Wendover. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. Again, it's Wednesday, November 23rd, 2022, and back on that local sports report, I want to just say again, good luck to the Dove Creek Bulldogs playing in the 8-player state championship game this Friday at 6, so good luck to the Bulldogs, and hope they have a great game and come home with that gold trophy. Sports report is sponsored by our friends at Knowles Home Furnishing. So just wanted to remind folks that their Black Friday sale is tomorrow from 9 to 11 with door buster sales, including lots of things like 25% all in-stock recliners and bar stools, leather mat sofas for $6.99, accent tables for $79, chairside tables for $129, a queen bed for just shy of $500 with a free mattress and much more. Their Black Friday deals extend Friday and Saturday for 2 days with a wide selection of sectional sofas, love seats, mattresses, bedroom sets, tables, and chairs. They have approved credit. You can get 12 months of no interest, no payments. Again, that's the Black Friday sale Friday and Saturday at Knowles Home Furnishing in Moab. Just want to highlight that again, as they are the Sports Report sponsors. Taking a look at the regional sports report now, our NFL teams. Again, we're not going to chat with you again until Monday, so let you know this Sunday, the Broncos will be in Carolina taking on the Panthers at 11 a.m., Arizona Cardinals hosting the Chargers at 2 o'clock tonight on Sunday. In the NBA, meanwhile, in action yesterday, I believe both the Suns and the Nuggets played yesterday, and Denver got beat by Detroit. Phoenix got the win over the Lakers, 115-105. Mikal Bridges with 25 points for Phoenix. Let's take a look at their schedule over the holiday weekend. The Nuggets in Oklahoma City tonight at 6 p.m. Friday. They're in L.A. taking on the Clippers. That's it for the Nuggets. Meanwhile, the Utah Jazz over the weekend, they're playing tonight at 7, hosting Detroit. Then on Friday, they're in Golden State taking on the Warriors. Saturday in Phoenix taking on the Suns. And let's take a look at Phoenix's schedule as well over the weekend. They'll be playing on Friday, hosting Detroit at 7, and as mentioned, on Saturday, hosting the Jazz at 7. So that's a look at your regional sports report, and that'll do it for the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you again on Monday. Until then, have a great Thanksgiving weekend.